You're listening to Island Life on Waiheke Radio. I'm Chris Walker, your host this morning. And now it's my pleasure to welcome Alan Knight to the studio. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning.
And Alan, you'll know from Opinionated Islanders, but today he's here to talk with me about something we've been working on, which is the inaugural Waiheke Island Chili Sauce Fest.
Yes. we had this idea, Chris and myself, a month or two ago, that looking at our chili crops growing and pondering the kind of sauces we were planning on making. We've been doing this for a few years, and we know a fair few people who also do this. Thought it would be good to actually have an event. So we're going to keep it fairly low-key. It'll be at Wild and Waiheke in the new downstairs area there. And the idea is to have locals who have grown and grown their own chilies and turned them into chili sauces or salsas or chutneys or jam or whatever, to bring a jar in and pour it into a bowl, and then we will have an event where the public can come in, walk around with corn chips or bits of bread or whatever, and try dipping in these sauces and see which one they prefer. We're going to run this like a kind of People's Choice Award. You'll get a little strip of stickers, and you can just sort of sticker the one you thought was best. Now, certainly from previous years, we've got a few friends, also great chili fans, who've made different sauces and chutneys, and also this amazing Middle Eastern condiment called zug, which is coriander and chili-based, and which I think if that one gets entered, that's going to be the one to beat. There's all kinds of things you can do with them, and we were really gratified that when we put this out on Facebook on the community page, you've got a really enthusiastic response from a lot of people. So it looks like it could be quite a good event.
There's certainly been a lot of interest, and people have been contacting for entry forms, which we'll endeavour to get to people. So if you check out those Facebook groups, the Waiheke Community page and the Waiheke Community Notice Board, you'll find the link there, and I'll try to find somewhere online where we can just post a link to that entry form as well.
Yeah. It's noticeable that chilli growing, it is one of those lovely pastimes where you start off with a single chili plant and you get quite fascinated with them. They're quite robust. As long as you water and feed them properly, they tend not to get diseases or aphids and things on them. They're quite good in that respect. And it is one of those hobbies where you might start off with a single chili plant, and the next thing you know, your entire deck is full of pots with half a dozen different varieties, and you're swapping seeds with other enthusiasts and so forth. It is one of those things that gets to you. So it's also noticeable that placemakers in the garden centre there, you know, even a couple of years ago, you'd go in at the start of the season and they'd maybe have a couple of varieties. They've now got a lot. All kinds of different ones.
Yeah, and as you say, a lot of seed swapping going on, and you don't have to dig very, excuse the pun, but you don't have to dig very far to find that people who are growing a lot of chilies and creating all sorts of wondrous things with them. And
yeah,
I mean, you've been making sauce for a while. I mean, are there particular ones that you kind of look back on and go, oh yeah, that was a winner?
Definitely. Well, there was the one you and I did a few years ago where we put the chilies in a hot smoker for a while, and then you did that one where you put the tomatoes in the hot smoker as well, which was pretty exciting.
Yeah, I'm just going to make some more of that this afternoon. That's going to be my entry.
Ah, right.
Yeah.
There will, I think, be some quite interesting ones. One of the first applications I got this morning was from somebody wanting to bring chili jam. Of course, that's fine. And as I say, this friend we have who makes this Middle Eastern thing called zug, I reckon he'll be the man to beat.
Yeah,
there's just something about that really makes you sit up and take notice.
Yeah, I always remember fondly another one that you and I made together actually, which was using those what do you call those?
Ricottos,
yes. And yellow tomatoes to make a bright yellow sauce. That
yes,
was pretty spectacular.
That was pretty interesting.
Yeah. And, of course, there are a couple of people who are producing commercial chili products on the island. Yeah, I mean, for a long, long time, there's been the hot Jenny's Tamarind chutney. We've got Steve and Lynn, who are doing their garlic, and they've branched into chili stuff. And Katie Soljak is producing her barbecue sauce. Plus, we've got another couple of commercially produced, you know, small runs, but commercially produced sauces as well.
Yeah, so we've made sure that people making commercial products like that know that they're welcome. However, as far as the judging is concerned, this we will keep this to an amateur event. More and more people seem to be just enjoying the thrill of growing and processing chilies. So it's really a thing for locals just to come along and have a bit of fun.
And
we'd also try and encourage a seed swap, because this is something that's been getting a lot more popular of late, of people who've grown particular varieties, had a good crop, and they make sure they keep some seeds back for next year, and then start doing swaps with other varieties.
Yeah.
So we'll make sure that that is a part of the event.
So for the people who are entering, as Alan said, they'll bring along their product and, you know, put it in a bowl and it'll go out there. If you've got a bottle that you've made a fancy label for, that's all cool. We'll put it beside there. Some people have said, well, look, you know, I make stuff, but do I need to grow my own chilies? Well, no, but we'll do a label for each source saying, you know, who made it and if it's got a name and a brief description, and also, you know, but you get full bragging rights if you have grown your own chilies.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we'll, for people who just want to come along and try stuff, there'll be a, you know, minimal kind of entry fee just to cover the cost of the corn chips and so on, and you'll get your stickers and be able to participate, and there'll be a sausage sizzle there because the chili sauce goes well with the sausage.
And I've also got a chili lager in preparation.
Excellent, because you want to wash it down.
Yes, exactly. Why not take the edge off that chili burn with a lager with chili in it?
Excellent.
Yes, could be quite an excessive sort of afternoon.
Yeah, what have we got?
April the 7th. Yeah, I should have mentioned the date. It's Sunday, April the 7th, from about midday onwards, at Wild on Waiheke. And we will be doing regular updates as whenever we sort of come up with something new for it.
We will.
And I hope to make this the sort of one of those classic Waiheke annual events, really.
Yeah.
And in the normal run of things, of course, you know, by this time next year, we'll have security fences and bouncers and corporate sponsors and a VIP tent and stuff. And
yeah, we could have it sponsored by some offshore drinks manufacturer. And
yeah. By year three, there'll be all local product will be banned, and then by year four the whole thing will have moved to Tauranga, as is normally the case with these kind of events.
Yes, absolutely. So keep an eye online. That's the we haven't really settled on a final name, but you know, you get the idea. It's about chilies, it's about Waiheke, it's about homemade sauces.
Yes.
Yeah. So
may the heat be with you.
Yes, and I'll put the entry form details on the Waiheke Radio Facebook page as well.
Great idea.
And website. Yeah. Thanks very much, Alan.
Hope to see a lot of you out there.
Yes.